I do not have many life-changing events that I would openly share because my life consisted of staying at home. However, I did feel lost with what culture I associated myself with for a very long time. I was born in Oakland, California, and was raised in the East Bay my entire childhood. My mother was 18 years old, and my father was 21 years old when I was born. I was not taught to speak my native language, Tagalog, because my parents felt like it was necessary. My parents migrated to the United States from the Philippines at a young age. My mother was 11 years old, and my father was only 5 years old when they first arrived. I was raised by my mother entirely when my father was last seen when I was 13 years old. My mother and I lived in San Leandro since I was 5 years old and currently still do. I obtained a typical American childhood. I played outside with kids from the neighborhood. I went to school in the same town all throughout grade school, and I played plenty of video games. Growing up in San Leandro was definitely a good experience. It is a very diverse town that I did not appreciate until I went off to college. Its diversity gave me light to so many cultures. I made friends from so many backgrounds that it became a normality. I accepted and learned the traditions of many households because I would go to my friends' houses after school and on weekends. However, often the houses I went to were Asian households. I noticed that when I went to these houses, my friends would speak their native language at home to their parents. I did not have one Asian friend who cannot speak more than one language. I was particularly sad about this for many years because it made me feel like I was not a part of my own culture. At most, I considered myself whitewashed. Back at home, we spoke English and sometimes ate Filipino food. Nothing we did I considered Filipino. When I would attend family parties, relatives would attempt to speak Tagalog to me, but I did not understand them, so they were disappointed. Already, I was disappointed that I could not connect with most of these people because they were older, but also because I could not communicate with them. Eventually, I gave up on the idea of trying to learn Tagalog. It was difficult, and I already accepted the fact that I was whitewashed. However, just this past summer, I realized I did not have to be in touch with my own ethnicity to be a part of a culture. It was August, and my first year of college was going to start in a month. My friends and I took a road trip to Los Angeles for a music festival called Day and Night Festival. It was one of the best and low-key music festivals of that summer. The talents included major hip-hop, R&B, and soul, and electronic artists. At that festival, I never felt so at home with who I am. Everyone around me had the same music taste and were a part of the same generation. We all dressed similar in streetwear attire and Coachella-like outfits. Also, everyone there was nice and spread good vibes. I've never met so many people at one event. I believe the moment I realized I was a part of a great culture was when I was relaxing on the grass watching Bryson Tiller live. While he was performing a song, I took the time to scan around at the crowd and the event. In reality, I saw people bonding over music in a national park in the middle of nowhere, but I saw potential in a generation just from a music festival. Since the crowd was very diverse, people got along well. It kind of reminded me of home where diversity is normal. I didn't feel uncomfortable like how I did at my family parties. After growing up feeling like I was not worthy to be Filipino, I realized that was not true. I am Filipino-American who proudly comes from diversity. I do not come from one culture, but I come from many. Not just the two races I categorize myself as, but also the cultures I have come across in my life so far.